Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey guys, welcome back to the B-List. I'm B. I have a special guest here today. It's her first time, but we have some friends in common, I think, or one or two. But her name is Jordan Emmanuel. You guys might know her from Summerhouse Martha's Vineyard. She's also, forgive me, you're also a DJ too. You do some DJ work, right? You're also a potato yep. enthusiast.
That I am. Also,
do you live in New York?
Yeah, I live in New York.
Okay, cool. I'll get right into it. I actually just talked to Preston 3 weeks ago. He was on here because we have Nick Prescott is a friend of mine and we have him in common.
Right.
But I was telling Preston, now we have like an inside thing. I call Summerhouse Martha's Vineyard Spicy Summerhouse. And then the regular Summerhouse is just plain Summerhouse.
Yeah, we might have some hot sauce with ours. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a little different. Yeah. I mean, listen, yeah. I like the plain Summerhouse too, but Spicy Summerhouse just hits different. I call like Brie Spicy Paige.
It's all in a different matrix.
Right. Who would you feel like would be your spirit person from regular Summerhouse?
You know, I've really never seen regular Summerhouse.
Oh, you've never seen it? Wow, that's crazy. So you just like went in?
Not really. Yeah, like I saw like an episode or two just to like know what I was getting myself into, or at least have a better idea.
Yeah.
So I guess I'd have to base it off of being in person. Yeah. I don't know. Amanda and I definitely have some similarities.
Okay.
I definitely go out and do much, like too much. So I don't know who that would be, that side of me, but
that would be like Lindsay Hubbard.
Be Amanda. Okay, yeah. So then there we go.
And we like her. We like her. So you DJ too. Pink Friday didn't hit, huh?
You know, I never like an album the first time I hear it, but like even Renaissance, like I just like it takes me a second to really like get into everything, and I really do. There are some things that I really like about that album as I'm starting to listen to it more, and I even was playing one of the songs last night in one of my sets, so I'm like, okay, I'm starting to get into it. I don't know about if it'll be like a back-to-back hit for me, but I love Nicki, so I'm gonna give it some time.
Okay, that's fair. It was like 22 songs and only like 5 of them hit for me. But listen, I'm not really a barb like that. So you guys don't come at me.
You're not?
No, I mean, I respect it. I dabble in the barb arts, but I am not like, I'm not really like a hardcore stan for anybody. Like I just, you know, I like what I like. I don't,
I
you know what
that.
I mean?
I feel that. I would agree, except Rihanna exists.
Oh, Rihanna. Well, I'm more Navy than anything. I mean, that's my mother. So,
Okay, great.
Yeah. So as if I was going to be a stan, it would be Navy.
Okay, perfect.
Real quick then. So what are your thoughts on like, what are your thoughts on Sexy Red? Do you like Sexy Red?
Yeah. I mean, I just think she's such a fun, like bop to listen to when you're with your crew and like, you just want to be ridiculous. Like I had a birthday party the other day and we did a,
I saw.
Yes. You're so, going up, that's our anthem.
Yeah. Who's your favorite city girl?
It depends what it's for.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see, really I like depends. Think... Like I
I think like JT is the better rapper, but Carisha is the one I want to hang out with, you know?
That's where I was going to, that's basically where I was going with it. Like music wise, and even sometimes fashion wise, I would definitely go JT.
Yeah, she's more of a fashion girl. She's more like out there, like daring. Yeah.
Right. Whereas Carisha, I'm like, I just want to keek with.
Yeah. But I mean, with Carisha though, I love her. But after this Diddy stuff, someone needs to go around Diddy's house and go pick her up, pack your bags, and let's get her up. We have to get her out of there.
I mean, being in that situation, it's like, I don't even know what you do. You know what I mean? Because I didn't even realize they've been together for as long as they have. So it's like, what the hell do you do? I don't even know. I think that's why we haven't really heard anything from her. She's probably just like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I have no idea. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Oh, well. Holidays are coming up. Are you going anywhere?
I'm going to go see my dad. It's also my birthday on Christmas. So.
Oh, shit.
Happy birthday. Thank you. Yeah, I'm ready for a break because clearly my voice is gone. I can barely breathe. Like, I've been doing too much.
Yeah, same. I love an end of year list. And I've been thinking about what I'm leaving behind in 2023. And I'm like, do you know what you're leaving behind in 2023? Because I've already decided it's Bethany. Like, I'm Bethany, I'm done. Oh. Like, and when I say done, like, I'll probably still follow her. But like, when I scroll and I see her, I'm going to keep scrolling. Like, I'm not going to stop. I'm done with the cottage cheese recipes and shit like that. And like the talking about Bravo, it's like, it's too much.
That is so hilarious. Gosh, what am I leaving behind?
I'm leaving behind like all the men that were on summer or winter house rather.
I am weak. Like, I just, I don't know. I feel like I've been low key letting go of things in the midst of the year too, so maybe it's like finishing those things off. Like, I've been really working on my anxiety and like being okay with not, like, my mantra to myself has been, okay, tomorrow's problems are for tomorrow, because like I tend to worry about everything before it's even happened and before it's even relevant, and so I'm trying to let go of and be better about letting go.
Basically, that's good, but that's a good goal. You're like the are you the meme of the girl stepping up the stairs with the bag?
Literally. My dad actually gave me this painting of a similar image, and he always said that it reminded him of me.
Oh shit, Nick Prescott literally just texted me something. That's so funny.
I'm just chatting.
Let's talk about Winterhouse a bit. So I'm more of a Summerhouse person, but I love you on it. Danielle is a ride on it. That's your like bestie in real life, right? You guys are like good friends.
We are friends, I don't know that we're besties, but we're definitely friends.
Okay, cool. How was it filming Winterhouse? Did you enjoy it more than Summerhouse? Just different.
It's definitely different. I would say there's things that I enjoyed more and there was things that I enjoyed less. Ultimately, I feel like as a group, I don't know about now, once I don't know how people are feeling about the reunion or whatever. I ultimately feel like we're a pretty close group as a whole in a completely different way than Martha's Vineyard.
Yeah. And you also knew the people from Martha's Vineyard previously. Like, you guys had relationships. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Which in some ways made it easier, and then it also made it harder. Like, going into Winterhouse solo, I didn't really know anybody. Danielle and I had hung out, you know, for a dinner or two, but it was nothing, you know, going into that with so many other people who had a different experience. It was a little intimidating.
Was there anybody that surprised you, whether it was good or bad?
Surprised me. Kyle, actually.
Okay.
Kyle is a lot more like friendly, nice, and chill than I think I anticipated.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Summer House, I think, more, just because, well, I think I like the group dynamic more, but that's obviously, it's just night and day, very different.
Right.
But like Winter House feels very much like high intensity, a lot of drinking, a lot of wars waged over community dick, a lot of like you know what I mean? Like even that moment where there's a moment, I think I can't remember what, because I kind of binged it all. There was a moment where like Danielle sat you down and was talking to you about like male attention. Like you seemed like you weren't getting in the game and trying to get men's attention on the show. Am I right? It was something.
Yes, that happened.
Yeah. Talk about that. I mean, I felt you. I was like, I would have been more pissed than you, honestly. But yeah, that's the main thing I kind of took from the show, is it feels like there's like a lot of like, let's all operate under the male gaze, and like these men aren't like
Right.
these not like we're like, yeah, no.
I mean, I think for Danielle especially and I, like, I think we both went into it like, yay, let's get out some vacation, flirtation. You know, I'm out of celibacy at that point, and she had just been out of a relationship. She was dealing with stuff with her friendship, you know, kind of being in a weird place. And so I think she was just like ready to rumble, and I to an extent so was I. But when it became clear to me that that wasn't going to happen for me, I kind of took a step back. I also was taking note that she was uncomfortable with how me and Alex were operating, and so I really took a step back. And so I was not as present with the group at that point. I was going to sleep a little bit earlier and kind of like giving everybody that space. And so it had nothing to do with a lack of male attention. I just was like, all right, let me get some sleep.
No, yeah. I mean, it's
Basically.
smart. It must be really stressful to be in that environment, because if, I mean, you're aware, like when you're in that set, like it's kind of like you're in a light box. There's like these crazy lights on the wall, no matter what time of day it is. And it's hard to tell what time of day it is, because it could be 5 p.m. or 5 a.m. You don't know. And I feel like you're just working all day. It's not
Oh,
a
absolutely. It's
vacation.
24/7. Oh no, it's like a 24-hour job. I mean, it can, there are moments of vacation where it's like, okay, there's a hot tub outside. I certainly don't have that in my little apartment in New York. And so it is, there are elements where it's like it's just one long giant sleepover that's really fun. And I live alone and I'm an only child, so to me I always love like having people around because it's a nice little break from just me. But yeah, it can be a little intense. Definitely.
Are there people that you still keep, I mean, do you keep in touch with the entire cast?
Yeah, from Winter House or from Martha's Vineyard.
Winter
Yeah,
House.
we have a group chat that we really that we almost I think we almost use, talk, speak every day, to be honest. So we are definitely still a close cast, I'd say. I'd like to
And the
think so.
And just yesterday, actually, I think they just released a trailer for the reunion.
Yep.
I know you can't talk a ton about it, but how did it go for you? You feel?
So this is my first reunion, and I
It's at
think
the
for me it was
clubhouse.
yep, it was at the clubhouse, and I think for me it was a little tough because I felt a little talked out. We had just come back from BravoCon. We had a panel where I felt like
Well, yeah,
a
what else is
lot
there to
of what,
discuss?
I was just like, I don't have much to add. Like I to me, I left it all either on the floor when I was talking to them in person about when this really happened. I either said it in my confessionals or we said it at BravoCon. And then by the time this, because it was literally only 2.5 weeks after BravoCon. So I'm like, I don't really have anything else to say. Like I
No, I
don't.
get it.
So I don't know how well I did. It to me it was just like, okay, that was interesting. I know that there were other people who had a tougher time with it. I just, me personally, was like, okay, all right. So
I'm
yeah.
sure Sam is gonna have a hard time, because she's finding out her boyfriend is not her boyfriend, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, I she definitely did have a tough time. I will say that much, yeah.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah.
Yeah, not a fan of the men on that show, but let's switch seasons real quick. So I want to talk to you a bit about Summer House,
Okay.
which I love. Tell me how the show kind of came to you, or how you kind of came about it, or fell into your lap, or whatever it was.
I actually have a friend that works like in casting and production and all that, and he had tried to be getting me on the first two seasons of Winter House, but I didn't really know anybody. And so
Was it
we all
Wes?
went to Martha's. No.
Okay.
We went on that trip the previous year. This must have been in 2021 when we were all went to Martha's Vineyard, Preston, Mariah, myself, Jasmine, Silas, Jason, and Shanice. And so my friend saw this and he was like, "Oh, who are these people? Like, what's going on here? Da, 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 da. Like, can I talk to them?" I was like, "Yeah, sure." But like at this point, I was like, "This is like the third time we've had this conversation. Whatever, I don't believe it." But then, phone calls started happening, interviews started happening.
And
Again,
then
I
before
was
you
still
know
like, "Yeah, whatever."
it.
And then they were like, "Okay, here are the contracts." And I'm like, "Yeah, whatever." Then we got the filming schedule. I was like, "Okay, here we go again."
It's actually happening. That's kind of,
Right, I was like, all right, third time's the charm, I guess.
That's fun. I have to say, I'm fucking obsessed with Shanice. Like, I feel like she's an agent of chaos. I've said this before. I said it to Preston. I love that she kind of only is there like on like 2 days a week or something. But like everything will kind of be chill, and then Shanice comes in, and it's like Hurricane Shanice, and then she leaves. I love
Well,
it.
now it's about to be a seasonal storm because she'll be there the whole time this next year.
Obsessed. Obsessed. I know you can't talk too
Yeah.
much about the new season, but about the first season though, is there anybody that you would swap out for Summer House, or in your Summer House and Winter House? Like, is there anyone from Winter House you think would do well in Martha's Vineyard
Well,
with you
I'm the
guys?
only black person on Winter House, so I don't know how that would work. However, Jason comes and goes in. Let's see. Let me think. I don't know. There's so many that I would swap out for different reasons.
I feel like Brian Binney would do well.
Like Brian would do well. We just gotta work on that rhythm. Casey, I feel like anytime Casey has hung out with the Martha's Vineyard crew, they love Casey. So probably one of those two. Kyle too would be hilarious to see in our setting. Yeah, but you're right. Brian would probably be like, that would be a good option.
With Summer House, has the show kind of shifted any of your friendship dynamics in real life after filming, especially after season two?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it really wasn't even season two. It was season one and the aftermath of that. That's changed a lot of things, and that's a big thing for this next season as you see what has happened
Yeah, because you
from
kind of
that.
film it,
Yeah.
and then you start seeing it play back and things that you didn't see happening.
Well, and it's just like things that were going on behind the scenes as well. It was just like in reaction to confessionals or reaction to the attention. People were going to change regardless because this is a new experience for everybody. But it's the way in which some of these people have changed that I think, yeah, the dynamics have altered for sure. For sure.
I think you've
And
been,
some in a good way.
yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've been pretty well received. Do you think that anybody from Summer House has had a really tough go after season one on social, or the way they've kind of been received by
Yeah, I
fans?
mean,
Anyone in
absolutely.
specific, or
I think Silas got eaten up every day. Like that is rough. Bria got eaten up. I mean, Bria had, I feel like, had a good balance of love and hate, but she gets a lot of haters.
Yeah, she's very dramatic, but I mean, she's perfect for the show. So it's like, it's kind of right. comes with the
territory. Yeah. Yeah. But I would say the two of them got the most abundance of shade.
Yeah. I think Preston gets like the opposite. Like, people love Preston. I think he's well received. I think he's, but it sounds like he's going to get pretty spicy this year. So.
Yeah. I was actually talking to Summer about that last night, and we were talking about kind of exactly what we're saying. It's like, you know, haters, whatever. And we were like, this is going to be the first time where we feel like Preston is actually going to have, like, not haters, but people are going to be, there's going to be a different opinion, not in a way that's bad, but just like, because we hear him be more spicy, and we know that because we know him, the audience hasn't seen that from him. So I'm curious to see how people are going to react. There's definitely going to be those people who are going to be like, wait, why is he da 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 da? And so, yeah, he's going to get a little bit more mixed reviews this time.
Yeah. Okay. What can we look forward to on the new season from what you can tell us?
Oh, my God. I mean, we have a lot more, like, themed, hilarious parties, which I'm really excited for people to see. We have more activities. It's warmer. So we're in the pool more. The pool, the house is sick. That's what I'm most looking forward to. And then obviously we're unfolding our stories more.
Yeah. And did you guys film for longer? I can't remember. Preston told me, but I'm sorry.
We filmed for the exact same amount of time, just earlier in the summer season.
Okay, cool. You were on Watch What Happens Live recently, right?
Yeah.
Was that your first time? Or, well, outside of the reunion, but...
That was my second time. I was on in May.
Okay,
and
for
then
the other
I
show.
Did... Yep. And then when we got back from BravoCon that Tuesday, I went on, and then I went on the reunion. But then I went as a guest a couple times as well. Like, okay. Not a guest, but like the guest of a guest.
Yeah. Do you, is there like a dream co-star you would love to be seated next to?
Oh my God. I mean, Bad Gal Riri obviously would be my numero uno.
But then I feel like if she was on, they would just give her the entire thing.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, I'm like, okay, well, let me be a bartender or something. Let me just be there.
Right.
I would want it to be, you know, I would love to go on with Madison. I think that would be fun. She's hilarious. She kills
is
me.
That, what show is that? I'm sorry. Is that?
She's from Southern Charm.
Right. Okay. So I don't watch that one. I watch all the Housewives though.
I don't watch that one either, but I know Madison and she's freaking hilarious. So yeah, I think that would be a time.
Do you like all the Housewives shows? Which ones do you watch? Which ones do you not? Do you not fuck with any?
So I only at this point watch Beverly Hills.
Okay.
You're
missing out if you don't watch Salt Lake City or Miami.
I just don't. Like, I think when I moved... Because when I was growing up in Jersey, I watched every single Housewives series, like literally every single one.
Yeah.
Even Dallas. And then I think when
even
I
Dallas. Moved back to- even Dallas.
Even Dallas. Even when I came back to the city and I started DJing, like, I literally just didn't have time. And so for me, it became more about scripted TV.
Yeah.
And like, you know, HBO and like, you know, those type of things, and I kind of tapped out because I just felt like sometimes I get a little fatigued by all like the argument and the drama of it all.
Mm-hmm. Especially when you're living it too, right?
Yeah, and I'm just like, oh God, I'm overwhelmed. I got problem fatigue. There's a lot. So yeah, I think, and even Beverly Hills, it's like I only watch it when I can. Like, it's not like I'm a week to week live or the second it airs on Peacock. Like, I do like four episodes and then I'll watch four episodes every couple weeks. And then yesterday was my first time ever watching an episode of Real Housewives of New York.
Oh, the new one?
No, any of it. My friend, oh, that's shit. Her favorite one. And
yeah,
we were all watching TV and she's like, oh no, I'm making you watch this. So we watched the first three episodes of Legacy and then she showed us Scary Island episode.
Oh yeah. Well, it's a classic. You have yeah. to. Yeah. Yeah. What does it change your the way you watch these shows now that you're on it? Are you not able 1,000%. To maybe enjoy it as much? Yeah.
1,000%. There are times where I'm like, oh yeah, yeah, that you can tell, like you can tell now, at least I can.
Like voiceovers and, so it kinda does, stuff.
Exactly. And like, if you don't see somebody say it out of their mouth in that moment, it was probably something else they put the bite over.
Yeah.
You know, or like little things like that, or they'll be like, okay, so let's talk about last night. It's like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That part, it's, you know, it does change my view of reality TV in general. I'm like, okay, I can see that. Maybe I needed to stick to the competition shows now.
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah. So you were BravoCon.
Yep.
I want to ask you a bit about your experience there. Do you think there's any like overrated Bravolabs? That's a spicy
overrated.
Question.
I mean, I don't think so. I'm just like, who is rated in the first place? I don't know. Who's like,
just like,
who's like,
anybody,
the it,
yeah.
Who's like the it people? Name a few so I can see, like, I'm like, oh yeah.
Like, someone might argue that someone like Erica Jane is like, has really high, like, big. Oh, my Alexa's going off because I said, Alexa, stop.
I'm screaming.
Dying.
That is hilarious.
Amazing. That's happened before too. Oh my God. I don't know. Some people would say like Erica Jane or something, but I don't really watch Beverly Hills like that too. So, but I don't know.
I did a panel with her and I think that, I think she deserves her hype, to be honest. I mean, I think she's been completely who she is and I don't know. There's nothing really to say about that. You know what I mean? Like when someone is authentically who they are and she's showed us so much about her life and a lot of people aren't that open. To me, that definitely deserves her flowers for that.
I'm sure also like once you're on reality TV too, you have a different respect for other people that just participate in general because it is a lot to sign the contract and open yourself up to, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, now that we're talking about it, I do have somebody, but I'm definitely not going to say it. I'm going to save it for you later once we're not recording.
Okay. Well, speaking of, okay, so we'll go over to the bonus episode anyways, because that's behind a paywall, and you don't have to tell me, but you can give me a clue over there. And then on the bonus episode, I want to talk to you about a couple of things. I have a list of things that I am into right now. You might be into one of them, so we'll talk about it over there. But real quick, tell the people where to follow you on social. And anything you have going on. I know you DJ in the city. You also have a swimwear line, right? Tell them about anything you have coming up, going on. And then the reunion's also coming up too.
Right. So the reunion and the finale episode of Winter House will be out this week. You obviously, I have Summer House Martha's Vineyard coming out sometime in the spring. So you guys will get a break from me for about a couple months. I've been DJing at Temple Bar. I mean, obviously with the holidays coming up, I probably won't be back until the new year. And then I'm working, my swim line is coming out. I'm hoping it'll be out by Valentine's Day. I'm such a perfectionist. It keeps getting pushed back, but I'm like, listen, by the time it launches, it's going to be perfect. And then I also have, you know, my love for potatoes. So I have a brand called Club Poquette.
I didn't know that.
You know, a cute little accessories, socks, things of that nature, surrounded by the love of taters. So that'll be coming out soon too.
Okay. And did you tell them on Instagram and where to follow you? Did you?
Oh, my Instagram is at Jordy, JORDY _ JOR, and that's every platform.
Awesome. You guys know where to follow me on social, and then just go to patreon.com/thebelist to subscribe to the bonus episode. You're going to give me a clue about who this Bravolab is that might be overrated on the bonus, and then I want to do Summer House superlatives with you. and we'll talk a little bit more about BravoCon. Thank you guys for for listening, and go to, like I said, patreon.com/thebealist to subscribe, and we'll see you over there. Bye, guys.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.